Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the end of the week on Friday, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday, where I, as your benevolent dictator, talk show host, I extend to you the graciousness of the freedom of calling and talking about whatever you want to talk about politically. It doesn't have to be anything that's on my plate today. Just what do you want to talk about? Yeah, I mean, really, is there something that's burning inside that you just got to get off your chest? This is your day. You can call and talk about it. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. And I'll do my darndest to read it on the air. Like the one I got from Dwight, by the way. Dwight, thanks for this. This is the hit piece by the Washington Post. You know, Joan, that's owned by Jeff Bezos, right? Founder of Amazon. And the hit piece is their best attempt at trying to discredit everything that we as Trump loyalists supposedly are engaging in demanding recounts at the local level, just like we did in Polk County. Now, if you read, it's a very long article, and if you read through it, you begin to understand not only the motivations behind this, but something even darker. And I'll share that with you as we go through the day. Also, endless riots turn Portland into the city of mayhem. This is a Fox News story, and it is based at least in part on the Coin 6 series called Asking, Is Portland Over? Now, this is stunning in that it exposes the lie that systemic racism is the problem here, and you got to defund the cops. And it also exposes Ted Wheeler's lie that the incredible destruction of Portland's downtown, which is just stunning, folks, is based on it's the result of the pandemic. No, it isn't. Not even close. And the polls show it. But since when has Ted Wheeler ever been capable in his brain of understanding that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. And today on Freedom Friday, we get to the phones early and often. So if you're driving to work or you've not called a talk show before, and this is your day. Because I'll pick up the phone, and away we go. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. What do you got to say on Freedom Friday, brother?
Oh, I got several things to say. First of all, what the heck's up with the Cascade school giving shots to 12-year-olds without parents' consent? Did you read that article?
I did not. Where is that in the Statesman Journal?
Yes, it is. It's been going around.
All right, I'll look for it right now. Wow.
Okay. Second thing.
Without parents' consent, that's highly illegal, I would think.
Yes, it is. But, you know, they're saying it's 15-year-olds, and they're not of legal age. But, you know, our state Oregon Health Authority is using our schools at $15,000, $16,000 a kid now, since we gave them $1 billion, and they sat on a bum, and they want a $27 billion budget for next biennium, and we're flush with cash, so much cash, we're going to give $1 million for people if you get a shot for a lottery. Yeah, I like that too. That's coming out later today from our furious governor, Jezebel Crow. The last thing I got, it makes me hot. You know about an incident that happened up there in Multnomah County, right? With our GOP.
Yeah.
You know, you have a how we say this? A Judas that was recalled, and in that recall, they try to undermine the regular election. Now, the question is, even though a certain person in leadership was there when they did the recall, are they going to recognize the legitimate Central Committee, or are they going to recognize the one that's been hostily taken over, who has been reporting to Willamette Week last 3 weeks of everything? Not as bad as a weak-kneed Judas that we have in the State House and Senate. I don't like talking about that stuff, my brother, but this is sickening, and it's dividing up our agenda. Plus, the last thing I want to say, 18.5% turnout in Polk County for elections, and we got swept, probably barely higher than that in Marion County for our school board elections. We didn't win nothing except one seat in Marion, and we got a radical, I've seen him at the Black Lives Matters, who's beat my lady, Miss Wildman, who's a good person in Dallas School District. And personally, it's a shameful time in our country when they want to put critical race theory, basically segregation part two on our schools, segregation by using these stinking papers to let you go into places, and yet we have gone away from virus as Americans in the United States of America, especially here in Oregon. It's time for people to wake up. You want things, they're sitting. This is the results that's happening. It ain't going to get no better, because what's happening in Portland, just like I lived 49 years ago in L.A. through Maxine Waters, as I call her, Mutt T. Waters, you will have the same thing throughout the Willamette Valley with 800% increase in murders. That is probably about, I'd like to say it may jump up that much in the rest of the valley. People just need to pay attention, my brother. I pray.
So I
love everybody.
One of the things that you said, I think, is so right on the money here. The turnout in Polk County is abysmal. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to lay this at the feet of the Polk County Republican Party. Why wasn't the Polk County Republican Party, why didn't they have a complete phone bank up, calling people and saying, get your ballot in, talking about the very thing you just talked about, the school board elections, critical race theory, brainwashing these young schools of muscle in our public education? But come on. This is a failure of the Republican Party. And you bring up, look at the infighting that was, you know, by that wholly impartial newspaper, the Willamette Week. the story, the hit piece they wrote on, yes, the very thing you described, the recall of the chair of the Multnomah County Republican Party and the ensuing mess that has come out of that. This is the dysfunction of the Republican Party in the state of Oregon. But at the local level, Polk County, every Polk County Republican Party officer, you ought to sit down and go look in the mirror and say, how was it that the turnout was so low? How was it that Republicans turned out so low? And now you get to bear the consequences of not turning out to vote. Now,
I live in that county, but here's the problem.
You think that Republicans are discouraged because Donald Trump has undermined the integrity of the elections, as the Washington Post article today says. Do you think that's it?
No, sugar. The problem is this, our confidence is down because we had an election. If it's been dirty in 8 different battleground states, and there's disputes in known state, it took almost a month and a half, the confidence has been undermined. This is the agenda of a Marxist. Disenfranchise your voters, then they'll push everything through. Keep them away from the people's house. Don't even go through. And we did, we had a phone bank set up, being I am in that section. It was set up through Marion, and it was set up through the GOP, and they've had walkabouts, but they don't even think that would help, because the problem is this, they have been beaten down by tyranny, deception, being called a racist because you might be a European-American in nature, Antifa intimidation, and lack of support of law enforcement for those that's trying to do what's right and express their consent freely. Those type of combinations, what I believe, is what not just only hurt Marion or Polk, it hurts all over. It's probably the lowest. I went by half an hour and seen my girl Val and seen the preliminary. It was 18.25. A lot of these elections could have been lost by a few votes. All it takes is those to have the courage to fill the paper like I did and turn it right into the county courthouse directly if you doubt that you're going to get things. I will say for Polk County, she does. She's probably one of the best in the state. But overall, my brother, the infighting, they're not going to like me if I go to Coos Bay, go down to Florence. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you, brother. Good to hear
you. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Your opinion today on Freedom Friday. Folks, that's what Ron thinks about a myriad of issues. What about you? What's on your mind? You want to go off on anything Ron said, or do you have other things you want to talk about? 503-589-1220, that is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. Anne Marie writes an email about experimental drug falsely claimed a vaccine. She says, no informed consent is possible when reports of extreme reactions, even deaths, are censored or deleted from the mainstream and social media. Where's the consent? That's a good point. Julie writes an email about schools and the China virus. Number one, schools do not have a cash problem. Number two, I would prefer high school seniors to be required to take the SAT, not the vaccine, to attend college. Yeah, that's well said indeed. Rich, I don't have enough time to get to you before we go to the top of the hour break here. Friends, I want to remind you that Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor that you can trust. Again, don't take my word for it. Just go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Look at all the great pictures of some of the work that they've done for very satisfied customers, and read the comments from those satisfied customers. So, you know, if you want serious work done on your home or your business, maybe you need that remodel. Maybe it's time, especially if it's like a kitchen or a bathroom, and you know how disruptive that can be. Believe me, I've done it. I know how disruptive it can be, especially if it isn't done on time. Man, does your world just not, you're not happy. You don't have that issue with Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. They do it right. Check them out on the web, righteousrenovations.com. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Back in a moment with Rich and Rebecca. Don't go away. It is 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
By the way, the legislature just sent out a constitutional change, an amendment that we the people, which in Oregon we're the only ones who can change the Constitution, we get to vote on this in 2022. And you know what it is? You have a right to health care. And even though it doesn't say that the state has to actually make it available to the 6% of people who don't have health insurance in Oregon, because 94% are covered, it opens up the door for the lawsuit that you know will be coming from the left that will force universal health care the state to spend the money, which means they got to find a way to pay for government-run health care. You know, like how much we all love Medicare and Medicaid, right? That's what's in store for us in Oregon. It opens the door for that. You think that bankrupts the state? Yeah, what it means is we get to pay higher taxes than they charge in New York City, where people are moving out of there in droves. Promised that I would go to the phone, so we'll start first with Rich and then move to Rebecca. Rich, good morning. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
A couple of things. One, we'll have higher taxes than anybody in the nation if all the taxes they put through happen, and we'll have some of the poorest people, because people on fixed incomes aren't going to be able to afford the taxes.
That's right.
Two, I think if the Republican Party, this is just a thought I'm coming up with after a discussion I had with some people last night, I think the Republican Party is going to continue to lose unless they change their platform severely. And part of that change would be to come up with some stuff in their platform that says, this is what we stand for. And whether it's the leader of the Oregon Republican Party or a person that's running for a position, if they step out of line from those key things, then internally to the party, they put some heat on them to say, you're done. If you don't come back to the fold, you're not going to get any support from us. And basically, that's a tactic that the Democrats use to keep their people in line.
So, what do you think are those issues that need to be changed in the quote-unquote platform of the Republican Party that makes it so that we win elections in Oregon?
Well, to be more conservative, but as far as the detail, I'm still mulling over some of the detail, but there should be stuff in there that, you know, I'm not sure how to describe it yet. It's just a idea I'm thinking of that, say, for example, on taxes, we're not going to be for taxes, and someone who's for taxes, we have to figure out a way to keep them under control. Whether they're the leader of the Senate or the House, it's immaterial. This is our platform, and you're varying from it.
Yeah, and so what you're doing is you're really directing that at least towards the rhinos, senators in the Oregon Senate, Republicans that have stuck around and have allowed things like this right to health care Senate joint resolution, which means it's we're going to vote on it in 2022.
Yeah.
The fact that they hung around allows that thing to pass.
Yeah, I think basically that's brought it to the forefront that if you look at the tactics of the Democrat Communist Social Group, they do that to their incumbents, Democrats, all the time, but they're very quiet about it. On the front, they're 100% behind them, no matter what they do. I mean, the Democrat socialists could be caught robbing a bank, and it'd all be behind them saying, well, he needed the money. So it's okay. So,
of course.
Yeah, so they do that all the time. So we have to come up with, they have to come up with a strong attitude on what their platform is and stick with it. And that way, if you want to call Gerard and the rest of them, those that went away from the principles, but we don't. Our principles are so flexible right now that we don't have any teeth in how to hold them together.
Yeah, that's static.
And so,
thanks, Rich. Gotta let you go, brother, because I need to move on to Rebecca here.
Okay.
Also, want to thank Freedom Heating and Air, another one of our great sponsors. They work so hard at making your life better, and they do. They've been around a business a long time in the Salem area by making your life better, taking care of your home with air filtration systems that kill the viruses, keeping you cool, keeping you warm. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Rebecca, good morning. What's on your mind today?
the thing that Ron said about the kids getting vaccinated without parental permission ties into the thing you said about this everybody having a right to health care. When the state decides that children have a right to their health care that the state wants them to have, then the parents are irrelevant. And they put health care clinics, they put money for health care clinics into the system a few years ago. And I don't know how many of the schools have health clinics, but I think a lot of them already do. And they're not only giving shots without parent permission, they're doing all kinds of health care, things that we don't consider to be health care, like abortions and other kinds of things that parents are totally unaware of because the kids just go to the health clinic in the school. And then I wanted to talk about what happened last night at the Republican meeting. There was an explanation given at the meeting for why the count was not made until yesterday. They announced that the count was ongoing on Thursday, and they said that it was because there had been a meeting up in Portland where all ballots were exchanged between counties. And they didn't even start counting the ballot on Tuesday night, is what they announced.
Wow, that's it.
And I've never heard of such a thing. It sounds like the ballots were highly manipulated before the count ever started.
Well, I'll address that on the other side of the break, Rebecca. It's 6.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to address what Rebecca was talking about in a moment here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, friends. It is Freedom Friday. It means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically. Doesn't matter what it is. You got something just burning in your soul. You just got to get it off your chest. This is your day. And I take the phone calls fast and furious. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Great to have you with us today. It's also great to have Wilsonville Auto Repair as one of our sponsors, because they are, you know, another one of these great local companies that takes care of their customers. They take care of you and I. Especially if you have, like I have, an elderly mother. You know, my mother lives in Prineville. And she drives a car with low miles, but it's really old. And it's got problems. And I worry about where she's trying to take it to get it fixed, because I don't want her to get ripped off. I don't. Because you hear about that all the time, don't you? Well, you don't have that concern with Wilsonville Auto Repair. It's their Mr. Transmission Mile X. It's Wilsonville Mr. Transmission, or Mr. T, rather. Wilsonville Mr. T, MileX.com. That's their website. Wilsonville Mr. T, MileX.com. Now, this is the organization. If you read the great customer comments, especially about how they take care of ladies, this is so important to people like me. If you've got an elderly person or just a friend or neighbor, or maybe it's just your wife, why don't you consider going on up to Wilsonville Auto Repair, just a little drive up the freeway, where they will give you a free automotive check on your car. But read, if you go to the website, again, read the customer comments. I think you'll be very satisfied that Bob and Cammie Bauer, the owners, will take care of you and act honorably for you and be straight with you. WilsonvilleMrTMileX.com. That's the website. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. What's on your mind today, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. One of the issues that I'm really bothered with is all this home stuff that we have all over Salem. And I understand that Portland, all the big law firms, have told the mayor that either get it cleaned up or they're moving out of town. We need to fix this thing.
Yeah, we need a strong leader to do that. I wonder who that might be.
Well, that's a good
question. It is a good question.
I mean, been down the Salem Parkway and seen what they got from there in Mark Street. It's horrible. Trash everywhere.
It is. It's awful. It's absolutely awful, and it just makes your heart break. I mean, the other thing it does for me, it makes my heart break about why it is that people will live their life that way.
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's just stunning to me that people would just accept that that's okay. That it's not okay. It's not. It's so sad. So very sad.
It's never been this way.
No, it hasn't. And this is, I mean, maybe during the Great Depression it was this way, but man.
No, I wasn't around for that time, so I don't know.
I wasn't either, thankfully. It's heartbreaking, and you know, Freddie, thanks for your call, because I got to move on to other callers. But I got to tell you here, I just it breaks your heart. And the reality is that it is not going to be solved by throwing money at it. It isn't. By the way, the Polk County Republican, and by the way, thanks, Jeffrey, for your email. The Polk County official turnout was 24.26%. That was the final turnout. I'm glad for that. But he writes, you're correct. The Republicans were inept in Polk County, but the Republican problem runs deeper than turnout. For example, the Dallas School Board election had only two Republican candidates, and they were running for the same seat. The other slots were unopposed, so the real problem is recruiting candidates. We had leadership turnover last Monday. Chris Gawley was elected chair, and Ron was elected alternate. I think things will improve. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. Let's go to Art and then on to Kathy. Art, go.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, first I want to say not enough interest for the recall effort of our illustrious senator, so we're probably not going to get anywhere there. Got to have build a team to be able to get that accomplished, and it just ain't happening. But hopefully we'll get a good candidate and get Courtney ousted during the next election. Now, I want to look at a little bit of positive thing here. The unions did not get to vote out either, because the turnout was so miserable. And so we got to figure out how to get more of our people out. But on a positive note, there's a lot of dissatisfaction now out there, because they didn't get a very big turnout either. And the unions are supposed to be so strong and be able to do that. So we're not there yet. But
I'm serious. Why do you think that? Because you're bringing up an interesting point. If Republicans couldn't turn out and the unions couldn't turn out, what's the reason? Why?
Well, there's a lot of dissatisfaction, and I know we had a full slate, and I voted for every one of them, and so as far as I'm concerned, we had candidates that had good philosophies. I thought their message was good, but people just didn't vote. But neither did the Democratic side, Jeff, because they had a low turnout too. And I'd like to see what kind of independent turnout there was. And I'm sure we'll get a breakdown. But it just shows to me there's little faith in the system and, unfortunately, little interest.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think you may be on that, and I just, you worry about it. I mean, I worry about it. I really do, because I just think it's a sad
state of affairs. There was a lot of robocalls to remind people to vote. I know Bill Post had a robocall, and somebody else, I won't mention who, but there were robocalls going out there reminding people to vote, only they didn't stimulate a lot of interest, which is unfortunate.
Apparently, it wasn't enough. Yeah, apparently it wasn't enough. Thanks, Art. Got to let you go. Have a wonderful weekend. Appreciate your thoughts. Interesting to understand why people didn't turn out. It is indeed. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday today?
Well, it's not local stuff. I've been thinking about Israel for the past week, and I heard a guy on the radio saying, well, Hamas is being propped up by Iran. Iran's being propped up by Russia, and if this thing continues, it's going to be World War III. And I thought, no. It's when they say that everything is peaceful that we need to really worry. When they start doing this two-state solution, that's when we, and seeing that temple get built, that's when people need to worry.
Yeah, I think you could be right about that. That's 'cause that's the biblical prophecy that really sets the stage here for how all of this can play out. And it is, yeah. I think you're right. I think it's very worrisome.
As long as the bombs are falling, then we're not at the door. I don't want the bombs
to fall.
I'm not saying that. But
neither do I. It's not a good thing.
No.
Not a good thing at all.
But when they start claiming this false peace and calling it peace, that's when you need to start perking up your ears, really. That's all.
Yeah. No, you're right about it. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate your thoughts today. I mean, that is, you know, the stuff that's going on in Israel. I mean, this is what worries me about the Biden administration's approach to all of this. Is, you know, how they view Israel. And I just believe that at least part of the reason that America has been favored supernaturally by God Almighty is because we have stood firm with Israel. Gail, hang on. I'll get to you on the other side of the break. Folks, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. The Power Buick GMC talk line. Back in a moment. Don't go. We'll be right back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically. It doesn't have to be what's on my plate. What's on your plate? What's burning in your soul you just got to talk about and get off your chest? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. ProBioscience is the Salem-based company that makes natural health products. CBD products. They work. I know because I've sold my CBD that I grew as a farmer to them. And they use only Oregon-grown CBD. And I tell you, it makes a difference in your life. It does for me. And I think you ought to try it. Their pain stick is just amazing. If you have pain, joint pain or whatever, you know, you can just put it on and it just does amazing things for you. So why don't you check it out, friends? Seriously, check it out. pro-bioscience.com. That's the website. Use the discount code MOTHER during the month of May and you get 15% off. pro-bioscience.com. They're also available at Liquivana vape shops in both Silverton and Molalla, and also at the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater. Lee writes an email about Expose Them, and Gail, I'll get to you in just a second. I haven't forgot about you. Things aren't going the way we want, he writes, mostly because there are more Democrats in the positions. Talking with a non-political person, they explained that all I hear is one side promising free stuff and racism, and the other side is mad at their chosen people. What if instead of pointing out the faults of the current Republicans, we go after the Democrat exposing the corruption they're involved in or offer a person that would work for the issues they're concerned about? It's interesting. All right. Back to the phones. We'll go to Gail. Gail, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Jeff. Regarding the low voter turnout, we know that it's traditionally low. I'm getting terrible feedback. Can you hear me okay, Jeff?
Yeah, I can. You're fine.
Okay, I'll keep going. So the first thing that I did when Marion and Polk sent out a flyer for our Republican school board candidates, I called and I said, how can we trust the voting? And so I think that's the mindset people have right now. They've given up the will to fight because they don't trust the voting, and they shouldn't. I don't know how many of your listeners have watched Mike Lindell's Absolute Proof and Absolute Interference, but I think there is hope because Arizona is progressing quite well. We've got Georgia and Wisconsin and other states now starting to look at it. And I think we just need to find ways to support whoever is calling, in whatever state it is, the elections to be honest and fair. Because we won't have any say until that is, you know, until that happens.
Well, all right. So this is why the left is trying to discredit what's happening in Arizona. And that's this Washington Post article that I referred to at the opening of the show. I mean, this is why they have to, because there's so many serious discrepancies here that if they're not fully audited and people have confidence in it, what I fear is the left will ultimately, even though Art pointed out something that is right. The unions were unable to turn out their people too. Okay. So if people are just discouraged because across the board that we don't like or we don't believe that the election systems is fair, if that's the result of this, I fear that ultimately the left wins these all these elections, because we on the right feel like we have been disenfranchised more than they on the left feel they have been. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense. And they are going to continue to win until we, the people, demand fair elections and other fairness. Fairness, you know, with our children, you know, fairness with taking off the mask, which I realize that that is now happening. But it's worse than that. Danielle Bethel, I heard her say that some of these people did not get in. She couldn't withstand the fight, and she was going to give up the school board. So we need to pray. I don't know if she will actually, you know, if that will come to pass. But the people who are in there fighting, they're fighting pretty much alone. And they need our prayers, and we need to show up at the school board. And I say we. I haven't for a long time. So there are still things that we can do. We just need to do them.
Well, you're right. And Gail, thank you for that, because that is an important reminder, folks. It's more than just turning out people to vote. Yeah, that's important. We have to have people who are going to stand up for what's right, biblically, morally, ethically, in these school board elections, but at the city council elections. And you also need to be praying, and you need to be going to their meetings. I will tell you, as a former elected official, and thanks, by the way, Gail, I'm going to let you go. Great comments. As a former elected official at a local fire board, you know, I served there in sublimity for almost 17 years on that fire board. It was rare to have people show up from the community, which was comforting to some extent, because you kind of knew that what you were doing was all right. But when people did show up, it's because something got them stirred up. And it's usually because we didn't do something the right way. Fortunately, that was extremely rare. But Gail's point is well taken. Pray, go show up, be active, don't stop standing up for what you believe. You can't be silent, friends. I want to share with you one last thing as we end the show today. Sunday, there is a resurrection service, or not a resurrection, a Pentecost service. Just ad hoc at the state capitol, the Fountains area. I'm going to be there, along with a lot of other churches. This is put on by David and Amanda Vitale. They're the ones that put on the nightly services down at Riverfront Park last summer in Salem. This is just ad hoc. We're Christians coming together to pray for the state, to pray for just people, pray for our leaders. Come and join us. I believe it starts at 3:00 in the afternoon. I think that's right. So, you know, come and join us. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be speaking for a few minutes and just sharing my heart about politically where I think we as people of faith, and we as people who aren't of faith but who care about this great nation, want to protect our rights, what we should be doing and where we should be going. So join me Sunday afternoon. Be blessed, each and every one of you up there. Have a marvelous weekend. Keep praying, keep fighting, keep believing, keep showing up. We'll see you Monday.